Hello, and welcome to your GCSE Physics Revision Podcast. I'm your tutor for today, and we're diving into one of the most important topics in OCR Gateway Physics, topic P8.2, Powering Earth. Whether you're revising for the first time or doing a final check before your exam, this episode has everything you need. We're going to cover the national grid, transformers, domestic electricity safety, and how to calculate energy in kilowatt hours. By the end, you'll have the confidence to tackle any question the examiners throw at you. So grab a pen, maybe a cup of tea, and let's get started. Let's begin with the big picture. Every time you switch on a light, charge your phone, or boil a kettle, you're using electricity that has traveled hundreds of miles from a power station to your home. That journey, from generation to your plug socket, is what this topic is all about. The national grid is the network of cables, pylons, and transformers that makes this possible. And understanding how it works and why it's designed the way it is absolutely central to your exam. So let's start with the national grid itself. Power stations generate electricity typically at around 25,000 volts. That sounds like a lot, but it's actually not high enough to transmit efficiently over long distances. Here's the key physics. When electricity travels through cables, some energy is always lost as heat. The amount of heat lost depends on the current flowing through the cable and the cable's resistance. The formula you need to know is P equals I squared times R. That's power lost equals current squared, multiplied by resistance. Notice that the current is squared. This means that if you double the current, you quadruple the power lost as heat. So to minimize energy loss, you want the current to be as small as possible. But here's the clever bit. Power equals voltage times current. If you want to transmit the same amount of power but with a smaller current, you need a higher voltage. So the national grid uses step-up transformers near power stations to increase the voltage from around 25,000 volts up to 400,000 volts. This dramatically reduces the current, which dramatically reduces the heating effect in the cables, which means far less energy is wasted. The logic chain you must be able to write in your exam is step-up transformer, increases voltage, decreases current, less heating effect in cables, higher efficiency. Learn that chain. Examiners love it, and they award a mark for each link. Now, 400,000 volts is obviously far too dangerous to deliver to your home. So before the electricity reaches houses and businesses, it passes through step-down transformers, which reduce the voltage back down to the safe, 230 volts that we use in the UK. You should also know that UK mains electricity operates at 50 hertz, that's 50 cycles per second. These two values, 230 volts and 50 hertz, are frequently needed in exam questions even when they're not given to you in the question stem. Memorize them. Let's move on to transformers themselves. A transformer works by electromagnetic induction. It has two coils of wire, a primary coil and a secondary coil, wrapped around an iron core. When alternating current flows through the primary coil, it creates a changing magnetic field in the iron core. This changing magnetic field then induces a voltage in the secondary coil. The ratio of voltages between the two coils depends on the ratio of the number of turns. The formula is V primary over V secondary equals N primary over N secondary. So if the secondary coil has 10 times more turns than the primary, the output voltage will be 10 times higher. That's a step-up transformer. If the secondary has fewer turns, the voltage decreases. That's a step-down transformer. This formula is given on the OCR formula sheet, but make sure you know how to rearrange it. Now let's talk about domestic electricity. What happens once the electricity reaches your home? In the UK, we use 230 volts alternating current at 50 hertz. Alternating current, or AC, means the direction of the current reverses 50 times per second. This is different from direct current, or DC, which flows in one direction only, like from a battery. Inside your home, every electrical appliance is connected via a 3-pin plug. And this is where safety becomes really important. There are three wires in a standard UK plug, and you absolutely must know their colors, their voltages, and their functions. The live wire is brown. It carries the alternating current at 230 volts. This is the dangerous wire. It's the one that can give you a fatal electric shock if you touch it. The neutral wire is blue. It completes the circuit, returning current back to the power station. It operates at 0 volts under normal conditions. The earth wire is green and yellow striped. This is the safety wire. Under normal operation, the earth wire carries zero current, it does nothing. But if a fault occurs, for example, if the live wire comes loose and touches the metal casing of an appliance, the earth wire provides a low resistance path to ground. A huge current flows through this path, which causes the fuse to blow or the circuit breaker to trip. This breaks the circuit and prevents anyone who touches the appliance from receiving an electric shock. The fuse is a thin wire inside the plug that melts if too much current flows through it. This breaks the circuit and protects both the appliance and the user. Fuses are rated in amps. Common ratings are 3 amps, 5 amps, and 13 amps. You should always choose a fuse with a rating just above the normal operating current of the appliance. So a 200-watt lamp running at 230 volts draws less than 1 amp of current, so a 3-amp fuse is appropriate. A 2-kilowatt kettle draws about 8.7 amps, so a 13-amp fuse is the right choice. Now let's tackle energy calculations. This is where a lot of marks are won and lost. In everyday life, we measure electrical energy in kilowatt hours, written as kilowatt hour. You'll see this unit on your electricity bill. 1 kilowatt hour is the energy transferred by a 1 kilowatt appliance running for 1 hour. The formula is energy in kilowatt hours equals power in kilowatts multiplied by time in hours. Simple enough, but the conversions are where candidates lose marks. Power must be in kilowatts, not watts, so divide watts by 1,000. Time must be in hours, not minutes or seconds. So divide minutes by 60 or divide seconds by 3,600. Let me give you an example. A 3,000-watt electric shower runs for 15 minutes. How much energy does it use in kilowatt hours? Step 1, convert power. 3,000 watts divided by 1,000 equals 3 kilowatts. Step 2, convert time. 15 minutes divided by 60 equals 0.25 hours. Step 3, calculate energy. E equals 3 kilowatts times 0.25 hours equals 0.75 kilowatt hours. You can also calculate the cost of electricity. If electricity costs 28 pence per kilowatt hour, the cost of running the shower is 0.75 times 28, which equals 21 pence. If a question asks for energy in joules rather than kilowatt hours, use E equals P times T, where power is in watts and time is in seconds. 1 kilowatt hour equals 3,600,000 joules, or 3.6 megajoules. You don't need to memorize this conversion as it's given on the formula sheet, but knowing it helps you sense check your answers. Right, let's move on to exam tips and the most common mistakes candidates make. Mistake number one, saying that the national grid uses high voltage to make electricity travel faster. This is completely wrong. Electricity always travels at close to the speed of light regardless of voltage. The reason for high voltage is to reduce current, which reduces energy loss through heating. If you write faster in your exam, you will not get the mark. Mistake number two, confusing kilowatt hours as a unit of power. Kilowatt hours is a unit of energy. Power is measured in watts or kilowatts. Energy is measured in joules or kilowatt hours. If a question asks, what does kilowatt hour measure? The answer is energy, not power. Mistake number three, thinking the earth wire carries current during normal operation. It does not. The earth wire carries zero current unless there is a fault. Candidates who say the earth wire carries current to protect the user are not quite right. It's more precise to say it provides a low resistance path to ground in the event of a fault, causing the fuse to blow. Mistake number four, using the wrong units in energy calculations. Always check, is power in kilowatts? Is time in hours? If the question gives you watts and minutes, you must convert before you calculate. For 6 mark questions about energy resources, remember to cover both environmental impacts, things like carbon dioxide emissions, habitat destruction, visual impact, and reliability factors, things like startup time, weather dependence, and whether the source is intermittent or continuous. Candidates who only discuss one side of the argument cannot access the top mark band. Now let's do a quick fire recall quiz. I'll ask the question, give you a few seconds to think, then give the answer. Ready? Question one, what color is the live wire in a UK plug? The answer is brown. Question two, what formula links power loss in transmission cables to current and resistance? The answer is P equals I squared R. Question three, what are the two UK mains electricity values you must memorize? 230 volts and 50 hertz. Question four, a step-up transformer increases voltage. What happens to the current? The current decreases. Question 5. What unit is used to measure electrical energy on a household electricity bill? Kilowatt hours or kilowatt hours or kilowatt hours or kilowatt hours? Question 6. What is the function of the earth wire? It provides a low resistance path to ground if the live wire touches the metal casing, causing the fuse to blow and breaking the circuit. Question 7. A 500-watt television runs for 2 hours. how much energy does it use in kilowatt hour? 2 a lot times 2 hours equals 1 kilowatt hour. How did you do? If you got all 7, you're in great shape. If you stumbled on any, go back and review that section. Let's wrap up with the key things to take away from today's episode. First, the national grid uses step-up transformers to increase voltage and decrease current, reducing energy loss through the P equals I squared R relationship. Second, UK mains electricity is 230 volts alternating current at 50 hertz. Know these values? Third, the three wires in a UK plug are live, brown, 230 volts, neutral, blue, 0 volts, and earth, green, yellow, safety only. Fourth, the earth wire carries 0 current in normal operation. It only activates during a fault to blow the fuse. Fifth, energy in kilowatt hours equals power in kilowatts times time in hours. Always convert units before calculating. Sixth, for 6 mark, evaluate questions on energy resources, cover both environmental impacts and reliability. Make a clear judgment at the end. And finally, the logic chain for the national grid is your golden ticket. Step-up transformer, high voltage, low current, less heating, high efficiency. Write it out, learn it, and use it every time. That's it for today's episode on Powering Earth. Thank you so much for listening. You've got this. Good luck in your exams, and keep revising.